Teresa Shields Parker's new book is called Sweet Surrender. It's a story of her overcoming a sugar addiction and losing 250 pounds. Good morning, Teresa.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
And I like the title of your books, Sweet Surrender, and I get it. You surrendered the sweets.
Well, yeah. You know, all of my books have, I've written 6 books, and all of them have to start with sweet, because sugar addiction was my issue, and sugar has been, in the past, my drug of choice. And so it's kind of a double play on words, because surrender itself is sweet, and we surrender to God. But, you know, there's the other thing, too. So.
At what point did you say, look, this is my nemesis, I am addicted to it, and I need to approach it like an addiction?
Yeah, you know, back in 1977, all the way back when I was in my devotions, my morning devotions, I had read Matthew 17:20 that says, you know, if you have faith, the grain of a mustard seed, you can say this mountain move and it'll move. Nothing will be impossible for you, right? Mm. And I wrote in my journal, I have a mountain of weight on my body and I have a little faith. How can this mountain be moved?
Wow.
Now, way back then, I really had just gone over 200 pounds, and I felt like I had a mountain of weight on my body at that point. And it wasn't like it was going to get, because I gained up to 430 pounds.
Wow.
But that was the time when I said that God answered me clearly and said, stop eating sugar, eat more meats, fruits, and vegetables, and stop eating so much bread. And I wrote that in my journal as well. And I said, great plan, God. If I would do that, I could lose weight, but I can't do that. And I dismissed it and just disregarded it for years. But every time I would get to that depressed state of having dieted and then lost weight and then gained it back because I started eating sugar again, I knew all of those years that sugar was my problem. I just didn't want to give it up.
Mm.
And it's like, you know, yeah, that doesn't really work, but I can't give it up. I mean, it had become so entrenched in me that I didn't feel like I could ever give it up. And so, you know, I go through my whole life trying everything, and I really had come to the bottom of myself and realized I wasn't making any headway. As a matter of fact, diets had only served to help me gain weight because I would, like, stop eating sugar and I would go on a diet, and then I would reward myself for reaching goal weight. And I would start eating it again, and I would put on the weight back on plus more. And it was just this roller coaster thing of going through my life. And then, I don't know, it was around 2009 when I happened, okay? I think it was very God orchestrated that I went to a meeting that a friend of mine was doing for people who had harmful life patterns. And I was not admitting even then to a harmful life pattern. I was just going to support him.
Oh.
And he was at that time, about a 20-year sober alcoholic. And he was telling his story about, you know, getting through alcoholism. And I'm barely listening because alcohol has never been my issue. And right in the middle of what he's saying, he says, alcohol is one molecule away from sugar. Alcohol is liquid sugar. And that was it. That was my come to Jesus moment. That was the time when I'm like, wow, could I be addicted to sugar? Is there such a thing as sugar addiction? Because I had never heard of it back then. The internet was just kind of coming into play, you know, and we just didn't hear about a lot of things. And I don't think sugar addiction was really big back at that point in time. But I knew if, you know, if nobody else in the world was a sugar addict, I was. Because when he said that, my whole life flashed through my mind. I saw every time that I'd gone on a diet, I'd given up sugar, I had lost a lot of weight, but then I started eating it again, and I started gaining the weight again. And I realized an alcoholic history of being an alcoholic by stopping drinking alcohol. I have to get free of sugar by stopping eating it. And that's what God had told me back in 1977. I had never forgotten it. And he had told it to me many times through the years when I would get to that desperate state again. So that was my time of surrender. Because after that meeting, I was driving home, and I remember driving through the country and just pulling off on a side road and crying out to God with tears and remorse and repentance. And like, God, I don't know how I'm going to do this, because you know I can't. You've seen all throughout my life how I can't do this. I need your help to get this done. And that was the surrender moment. That was when I figured out what my problem was.
Wow. The book is called Sweet Surrender, Breaking Strongholds by Teresa Shields Parker. She is a coach, an author, and a speaker, and has been our guest this morning. Thank you so much, Teresa.
You're welcome.